right, where's my money?
Money. Money, money.
Daily Bread.
Follow the Money Weekly presents the Retirement Minute.
Today, I would like to answer a question that came in from a listener just this week. The question was, as a single person, do I need life insurance? Well, single people with no children often don't need life insurance because no one is relying on their income. But there are some reasons why you might need life insurance if you are single. Here are some considerations and questions you should ask yourself before you make your decision. Consideration number one, what if you died? Who would pay for your funeral? Even a simple ceremony could be costly. If you don't have life insurance, someone else, like your relatives, may have to foot these bills. And even if you have only a small policy, the death benefits could be used to cover these expenses. The second consideration is, do you have debts in excess of your assets? Or do you owe money together with someone else? Perhaps you're a joint debtor with your sister on her mortgage. If you died, she'd be responsible for the entire debt. Would she be able to make the monthly payments on her own? A life insurance policy naming her as your beneficiary could give her enough funds to cover your share of the mortgage, or perhaps to pay off the entire debt. The third consideration, could it be possible that your health would deteriorate in the future? Maybe you have a family history of cancer or heart disease. If that's the case, you might have trouble buying life insurance later when you're older, especially if your health has begun to decline. So even if you're single now, you may be wise to buy life insurance now before it gets too expensive or you become uninsurable. After all, you may not stay single forever. The fourth consideration is, income from a permanent life insurance policy could be a very good source of income when you retire. And remember, if it is structured properly, the income is tax-free and non-reportable. Because of this, you might be able to keep more of your Social Security benefit income when you do retire. So think ahead when determining your life insurance needs, and thank you for joining me this week for your Retirement Minute.
All right, well, John Burrs is a part of our Christian Financial Advisor Network on the web at www.cfanetwork.org. If you're looking for a trusted Christian financial advisor in your area who approaches their practice from a faith-based perspective, simply go to cfanetwork.org or call us 800-609-5530. We'd love to answer any questions that you might have and do our best to put you in touch with someone in your area.